The Wall Street brokerage firm Morgan Stanley has agreed to pay $54 million to settle a sex discrimination suit. Federal officials had alleged that the firm systematically denied women promotions and tolerated sexist behavior on the part of its employees. The settlement was announced just as opening statements were about to begin in federal court. NPR's Jim Zeroli was at the courthouse today, and he joins us now from New York. Jim, what are the terms of the settlement that Morgan Stanley has agreed to?
Well, Morgan Stanley has first agreed to pay $40 million into a fund that will pay sex discrimination claims filed by women employees. There, another $12 million will go to the lead plaintiff in the case. She's a former bond trader named Allison Shifflin. The firm is also going to have to put $2 million into anti-discrimination workshops, training programs for its employees. The judge in the case, whose name is Richard Berman, also appointed former federal judge Abner Mikva to act as monitor in the case, so he'll be watching to see how much progress the firm makes in dealing with these issues.
Tell us a little bit more about what Morgan Stanley was accused of and how it responded to the charges.
Well, the Equal Employment Opportunity Commission had said that Morgan Stanley denied women promotions. Some women routinely complained that they had to work longer hours than men. Women said they were penalized for taking maternity leaves. A lot of individual women also said, you know, there was a general atmosphere of crude sexuality, macho behavior. Traders were allowed to take clients to striptease shows and topless bars. Employees were given birthday cakes in the shape of women's body parts. A lot of these women were going to testify in the trial. The main plaintiff, Allison Shifflin, said she complained about discrimination at the firm and was fired. Morgan Stanley says she was fired because she was verbally abusive and insubordinate. Morgan Stanley in general denied all these allegations. It said, you know, this kind of behavior might have happened in the past, but we've already put a stop to it, and this is a good place for women to work now.
There have been accusations of this sort against Wall Street firms in the past. Anything about this suit that was different?
Well, yeah, there have indeed. Wall Street firms have a long history of being bastions of kind of macho attitudes. Remember the case of Smith Barney. The women at the firm's Long Island branch office complained that there was a boom boom room where they were sexually harassed. Smith Barney is now part of Citicorp. There were allegations against Merrill Lynch. What made the Morgan Stanley case unusual was that this was the first time the EEOC was prepared to go to trial against a big Wall Street firm. Of course, now that trial isn't going to take place.
But the bank was denying it. Morgan Stanley was denying all of it. Why settle?
Well, they said, as I said, this was about to get underway. There was a jury selected. Then this afternoon, right before opening arguments were to begin, the judge announced the settlement. He said the two firms spent the whole week talking about a settlement. The chairman of Morgan Stanley, Philip Purcell, Kerry Dominguez, the head of the EEOC, had both gotten directly involved. I think maybe Morgan Stanley just figured it had a lot to lose if a lot of its female employees started coming forward and making some of these rather sensationalistic claims.
So it'll pay $54 million into those three destinations, I guess it is. That's a lot of money for me to consider paying. For Morgan Stanley?
Yeah, it's not an inconsequential amount, but I wouldn't say it's going to break the firm. This is a firm that in its last quarter had a net income of $1.2 billion. That's in the last quarter, so it will survive.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
NPR's Jim Zeroli in New York.